Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
You know, the more I listen to that song, the more it really reflects to what we do here every week.
Exactly. Why
we are, is it? We are back, and I guess we still survived.
Yes, so. We still survived.
Well, it's Wednesday again.
Yes, time for The Talk and AEW.
And AEW. No earthquakes, no solar eclipses.
Yeah. And I'm sorry I didn't say that last week, but and for this week, time for The Talk and AEW.
Yep.
What? I'm sorry. I'm that person. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Anything going on that we need to know about?
I went ahead and I brought
my manga books.
I brought my manga books.
Okay, so.
Might as well
jump into it.
Well, when do you have anything?
I have nothing.
You have nothing.
So you guys are.
Figures. You and your Vader shirt. Obviously. You and your Vader shirt.
Yeah. No. Still the Star Wars. Just still in the Star Wars theme, but not so much in the Mandalorian this time.
Hey, you know what? You had to. Just like I had to wear my Brian Griffin shirt.
I'm sorry if you have to go ahead and go to the theaters to see the new one when it comes out.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to people.
Yeah, unfortunately.
If you want to see it, you have to people.
Yeah, the new season, unfortunately. If you want to see it, you have to people because they're going ahead and having it in theaters.
Yep.
Oops.
Haha.
What? I didn't make it.
I'll just wait. I'll do it the easy way. I'll wait till it comes out on Disney Plus.
Not me.
It'll be there.
But yeah, I decided to go ahead and.
All right, so tell us about it. You keep holding it up.
Well, I decided.
You got half an hour to kill.
I decided to go ahead and.
Bang!
Yes. I decided to go ahead and bring my mangas for a little discussion. It's not exactly one series. I decided to bring a couple different ones. This one, I almost.
So, okay, slow down.
What?
Calm.
Sorry.
For the listening public, no clue what manga is. You
sorry.
Might want to tell somebody
before
we get letters and phone calls going. What is she talking about?
Sorry, manga is pretty much Japanese style of comics, where the American comics they read from left to right. Manga reads from right to left. It looks confusing where the front of the where it looks like it's the back of the book, but it's really the front of the book. A little help here. That is the actual front. Yes, it looks like it's the back of the book, but no. There is the back right here. And actually it gives a little explanation. It's
you're reading in the wrong direction.
Yes, it says you're reading in the wrong direction. Guess.
Okay, so.
Whoops, guess what? You're starting in the wrong end.
The next question for those of listening to us. And
huh. Yes. Those
first time I looked out, I thought I was reading crazy.
those who are listening to us and watching us and going, okay, now we're even more confused than we were before you started the show.
What it is they're
assume like, nobody knows what we're talking about. Probably most of the time nobody knows what we're on this show. Usually nobody knows what we're talking about.
What it is?
I'm surprised we're still on the air.
What it is with Japanese manga? You, like I said, you read the whole entire book from right to left.
Right.
Instead of it being, you know, the usual U.S. way of doing it, which is, you know, this is the front, this is how you go through it, and this
who
is
knew
the back.
Maybe we've been reading it wrong all this time.
Now, it's formatted. The format. For manga is always going to be right to left. The art is always going to be the same way, and the way the paragraphs are, it goes this way, it goes from right, middle, and then to the left as you read it.
Thank God the game isn't like that.
Oh, didn't you know you got to read the game from right to left now, too? Or from left to right? Of course, we're talking about Final Fantasy XIV.
Well, Final Fantasy no, is do also that. Japanese, so. But, yes, one of the most... No,
please don't do that to us.
Sorry. One of the most known manga series would have to be, of course, Naruto. Yeah. Naruto is one... of the most known, one of the most known ones, at least for, action genres. This is your action genre. This is your, hey, we're going to go ahead and talk about ninjas. We're going to talk about superheroes, monsters. This, that, and the other thing. This is...
Which is the one that you have almost a complete set?
Naruto.
I couldn't remember exactly. All I know is that girl, she was such a sweetheart. It was our male girl. And she delivered everything.
Yes, I have a huge block of the ones from... what is it? From volume 21 all the way to 41, and it's about this big.
Yeah.
Yep. Weighs about 2, maybe 2, 3 pounds.
I'd say maybe 4,
about,
close to 5.
About, yeah.
Yep. I remember that so well. I really, truly do remember the day. Because she asked me what was in a couple of the boxes. Because, you know, woman to woman, she was kind of nosy.
It was Christmas, you know.
And I said, you just brought Naruto books to my daughter.
How about when she delivered the fish tank?
Yeah,
my 20-pound fish tank.
God bless her heart. She was really
my 20-gallon fish tank.
What was in that box? It was a fish tank.
Yeah, the look on her face. Oh, thanks for the hernia.
Yeah.
You delivered a fish tank.
Yep. Thanks for the hernia.
Exactly.
But, I do remember the day that she delivered those. You were quite happy. I mean, you finally got your
I'm up to volume 51 of my Naruto set.
And of course, that's all.
That's all just one.
And they also have an actual anime series.
They have the original anime series, the Shippuden and the Shippuden series, and then to make it even longer and a little bit confusing, they also have Boruto, which is Naruto's son.
Right, but I'm talking about they have the actual Japanese voiceover.
Yes, they do.
And then they have the American voiceover.
Yes. And odd and interesting fact, Naruto is voiced by women. Voiced by women in both the Japanese version and...
So is Bart Simpson.
And the American version, too.
Bart Simpson's voiced by a woman.
Yes, because actually, because Naruto needed to have the higher pitch voice.
And people have probably seen the lady that does the voice of Naruto.
Maggie. She was in Last Man Standing. She was Vanessa's coworker.
Yep.
Then went ahead and got passed over for Vanessa.
I remember that.
That little short lady, that's the voice
little
of...
Little short lady with glasses.
That's the voice of Naruto.
Yeah, and...
The American version of Naruto.
Yes. And actually, you want to know another weird fact? The actor, Yuri, that does the voice for... the American voice for Sasuke, actually does the voice for Spider-Man in the... in the video games.
Oh. Sasuke
and Spider-Man.
And going off track, but I forgot to mention this. I think I read this a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Guess who's returning to reprise his role as Shaggy?
Oh, dear God. Matt?
Matt's coming back for another Scooby-Doo movie to reprise his role as Shaggy.
Oh, dear God. Almost.
Really? Oh, my God.
So I just wanted to put that out there.
Huh.
What is the longest running anime series?
The longest running anime series?
At least as far as the Americas go.
Oh, my goodness.
Are we keeping you up again?
No.
Well, the one with the
most... I was getting comfortable. She was talking.
Oh.
The one with the most... If you want to go by most episodes, it would have to be One Piece, which is about pirates. It's about pirates.
I think most people grew up with like Bleach.
Bleach.
Grew up with?
Bleach is 90s. If you want to go 80s, 90s.
Bleach is old.
If you want to go 80s, 90s.
I used to watch Bleach.
Yeah, that's like 80s, 90s, early 2000s. If you want to go there with that, and the oldest one, the oldest one via with the 80s and the 90s, it's a toss up between Dragon Ball Z, which is pretty much like a Japanese version of Superman. You have Goku, who comes from another planet, and he...
Did you say Goku?
Goku.
Oh.
No, not Goku. Goku. He comes from another planet, and it's kind of like Japanese version of Superman. That is Japanese version of Superman, pretty much, is Goku.
Yeah.
Strength and all kinds.
Transformers
stuff.
Come from Japan.
You're
big on the Transformers. Shia LaBeouf,
yes.
And Megan Fox.
Yeah, they did. They come from the mech.
The guy who played on Winnie the Pooh.
The one that does the voice of Eeyore. Yes, they came from
Eeyore
and Tigger
too.
Uh oh.
They came from mech animes.
This reminds you of what? Now
on
what?
Last week on The Masked Singer, they had
Transformer Week.
Transformer Week. I have to watch it, and I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Oh, you got to rewind.
I got to watch it. I fell asleep, so
you fell asleep.
I will give a 411 on The Masked Singer.
Did we ever mention
next week?
Do we ever mention on this show that after Godzilla won an Oscar? That some town in Japan made them their mayor.
He was the chief of police.
Made Godzilla chief of police
for
a day.
He was the chief of police for...
Right next door to Hello Kitty in the mayor's office.
Yeah, Hello Kitty is... Hello Kitty and Godzilla are their ambassadors. Leave them alone. Along with Pika.
You figure a monster
Pika,
that
Pika,
spent
Pika.
Most of... the 50s destroying Japan.
Yeah.
That was the ambassador to Japan.
Yeah, he's a goodwill ambassador for Japan because people know.
And you better enjoy it or he will stomp on you and eat you.
Because people know.
It's easy to find the 50-foot lizard.
Yes.
It's amazing and how you can walk around in Jessie's room and pretty much, if we have a topic, she's got a stuffed animal for it.
I'm sorry. My bad.
It is.
She doesn't have any for Final Fantasy 14.
Yes, I do. I brought my carbuncle.
Yes, she did. She brought her carbuncle. She got that.
I brought my carbuncle and my moogle.
That was sent to her as a gift.
Yes. I brought my carbuncle and my moogle.
Melissa got that for you, wasn't
but
it?
My Melissa sent
so talking about yes. Final Fantasy series, that goes way, way back.
If you want to go there, Final Fantasy goes back to 9. It goes back even further than that. Actually, it goes back to when Entertainment Series, Entertainment System first
Final
came out.
Fantasy 1 on Windows 3.1. Something like that.
No. NES. NES, the family Entertainment System. If you want to go there to Japanese, run ahead and call. No, and they don't call it Entertainment System. It's Family Entertainment System or something. That Family Joy System or something like
so
that.
So now we're up to Final Fantasy 15.
Yes.
Which explains why there's a bunch of cars sitting in Final Fantasy 14.
Yes. And the current...
Where they don't belong, but that's a different story.
Yeah, and the current one that they're...
that's another rant for another show.
Yes. And the current remake one that they just came out with is 7, which is 7 Rebirth.
And
know what?
Final Fantasy 10... And Final Fantasy 10-2.
Hey,
Lightning
leave me
Returns.
Alone.
11,
leave me
11.
Alone. I'm still stuck in the beginning part. Okay. I have to get back on the game and get mine done so I can finish the storyline.
Storyline doesn't end.
Oh, you know what I mean. Get to the next chapter.
But you're thinking story of 13.
Storyline goes all the way into Endwalker.
Well, you're thinking.
I haven't even gotten out of the first gate yet.
What you're thinking of is.
Here, I'm still trying to get to Ishgard.
Well, oh, you poor thing. At least you get in that part. I can't even get through the first part yet.
True.
You get through the first part.
What do you think of as 13?
You've done it before. I've done one.
And we can do it again. Hey, you know what would be nice?
What would be nice?
To actually get through some of the game and find out if they actually went ahead and kept in when... if they actually kept in into the computer brain when Lightning visited...
That was a special event.
It was a special event.
That's no fair.
I don't think they're going to bring Lightning back.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Just for that? Just for those who are playing it? They wouldn't bring it back?
No, it was what was going on that Yoshi brought Lightning into Final Fantasy.
It was Lightning Returns.
Yeah, Lightning Returns. When Lightning Returns was coming out, he put her into it.
He put her and...
They might still have it there. It might still be in the system.
Oh, I don't know.
We haven't gotten to that side quest where we'll have to look that up and see if that side quest is still there.
I was just curious. That's all. Curious kitten.
We have... And, of course, the second one that I brought is Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon is kind of like princess, romance. This is for the girls.
That's what Millie reads, doesn't she?
Yes, this is one of her. Yes, this is one of her and my other buddy Natasha's favorites is Sailor Moon.
That's why I've been seeing when I'm looking at the Facebook to talk about Sailor Moon. I'm like, oh yeah.
Okay. They're both really. Sailor Moon is...
See, I do pay attention.
Yes, Sailor Moon is kind of the romance girl.
Oh, okay.
Girl meets guy, girl meets guy, girl falls in love with guy.
They have a
guy
leaves girl for another girl.
No, girl is basically like the Japanese equivalent of Wonder Woman.
Talking from experience?
Not really, no.
That's what that one is about. That's what that's here. That one goes actually all the way back to Early 80s, actually.
Huh.
With the anime.
And wow.
But yeah, and most animes, it came from the manga first. It came from the book series. It came from the comic book series first. And then it got adapted into the anime.
Well, all I know is if it had anything to do with the early 80s, I was basically stuck with the TV set. And unfortunately, it got stuck on, what, He-Man and Masters of the Universe and She-Ra. God help me.
But yeah, that comes...
And Winnie the Pooh and Tigger, too.
But yeah, the Transformers and whatever the kids were watching at the time, and I joined in. Now you know why I end up liking Transformers.
Yes. And if you want to go there, the oldest anime-ish series would have to be Astro Boy back in the 50s.
Oh, what is? I mean, what is the last one that you have?
The last one is it's a series called Black Butler.
What? I've never...
This is one that...
I just noticed it was sitting there, and I'm like, what the heck is she doing now?
This one is more adult-oriented.
Oh, okay. In other words, not recommended for young viewers.
No.
Okay.
This is adult...
Erotic?
No, horror genre.
Okay.
This is horror genre.
So I would go.
You would not want to give this to. These are more targeted toward. This is more targeted for an adult. This and this is more targeted to your teenagers.
Okay.
These are more for your teenagers.
Well, yeah, because there is I mean, you got those kids that, you know, go into the stores like Barnes and Noble.
Yeah,
and
mommy, buy it for.
Yep, they see it. Oh,
Barnes
look.
And Noble, you know, like Walmart, Barnes and Noble, stuff like that. Those that are mommy, buy it. You know, offline. Whatever.
I can't remember.
Mommy, buy it for me.
Sorry,
but they don't bother to go ahead and check the rating on these things.
Well, yeah, because I mean, you could go in to like, you know, different stores of. The just walking
yes.
in there and look.
Exactly.
You know, you can walk in. You can also, I think, pretty much get them also like in grocery, or not grocery, but pharmacies in the
yeah.
in the book areas.
In the book
and
area,
stuff
yes.
Like that, yeah. Where it's best to go ahead and like, you know, like Big Y and Price
yeah.
Choppers and
common
ordinary stores
yeah.
where they sell books, yeah.
And also on top of that, you would find them like at. From comic, mostly comic is where you're gonna get them.
Yeah,
Comic Con also would have them,
yes. and stuff like that.
This one is, like I said, it's more adult oriented. You know,
yeah, I would be more so
when,
to leave that definitely with
this,
the.
This is more. It has a lot of gore in it.
Ah, yeah.
That's
okay.
Why.
Yep. I suggest
this one,
18.
This one is actually based in London. It does not take any where Sailor Moon, it's mostly day-to-day from, as a teenager's perspective, from going to a Japanese high school.
Ah. Well, good.
Naruto, you have the you done? You okay?
Yeah, it's cool.
You have you have the ninja villages, which
last
is based
off. Last week
she
was yawning. Now she's sneezing.
Yes,
I was not sneezing. I was itching my schnoz.
Oh, on air. That's good.
On
that
air.
Works.
Don't care.
We're
I've got an
again,
itch. I'm
again,
gonna scratch.
Again, little monitors in front of you. Let you know when I'm there.
I know that I
there
had
you
the
are.
Itch.
Naruto.
She's signaling Carol Burnett or something. I don't know what she's doing.
Where Naruto, you know, is based off of, is based off of, like, the ninjas from Japanese history. These two are
Ninja bunnies.
Yes. Back to Final Fantasy again. Because when you mess up on the ninja, if you don't do the mutterance right on the ninja, a little bunny pops up over your head and it's dressed in a dark mage's outfit. So when you mess up on a rotation doing ninja, the little bunny goes in and pops up on your head. And just for a joke, I would go ahead. I had his macro. We used to go ahead and play on the old.
Oh, poop.
On my old account. And Zitter goes, Shadow Clone. I literally wrote down Shadow Clone Jutsu. Oh, crap. It's a rabbit.
You have to put just that macro back in.
Yes. Well, you know what? I want to go ahead and do ninja on my rabbit person. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a rabbit person. And
we zoomed back over to Final Fantasy XIV, yes. In case you haven't figured
Sorry,
it out.
Sorry, folks, we were just covering. Because I mean, with the comics, it's basically, you know, trying to keep everybody happy. But I mean, we were talking about ninjas and everything.
Yes,
and
that's why, because ninjas.
Unless you give Jessica
ninjas, sorcerers, all kinds of.
Unless you give Jessica sea cockroaches, and then oh boy, no. pink bunnies on the lawn.
I think Ninja Bell is on the lawn now. No. I'm going to keep that allergy away. But yes, Black Butler is more of the horror genre book. Huh. It's going to be geared towards the adults and the older teen, you know, older like 17-ish category.
Got it.
There are other horror ones, which is you have Death Note, which is I'm not even this narcissistic psychopath. Huh. Pretty much will go ahead and he thinks he's Lord God King. If the person does something wrong in his judgment, he will write down their book. They write down their name in what is called a death note.
Got it.
As
you're on the list.
Pretty much. It's like an extreme version of Chris Jericho. And when he writes down the name of the person, they have an instant heart attack. They're dead on the spot the minute he finishes their name.
Oh,
in the
interesting.
Book. But yeah, he thinks this guy thinks he's Lord God King, and the Japanese feds literally find this serial killer, and which is him, and the only way for him to get out of seeing any jail time really is to pass the notebook on to the next person to assume the identity.
Hmm. Okay.
Yes, there's a lot. There's a lot of weird ones. You have for horror. There's Black Butler, which is the butler is actually a demon. His name is Sebastian, and he is a demon. The family that he serves made a pact with him. He protects the last surviving member of the family.
Okay.
So, actually, he's a good demon.
Yeah, well.
But he's under the identity of their butler.
In and of itself, a good demon.
He gets rid of
Last time we had a good demon was like Sabrina the Teenage Witch or something. All right, we are out. We made it.
We are out of here.
So we will see you next week.
Take care, everybody.
Take care, everyone.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Guess what you forgot to cover?